The Hodge Podcast is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Podcast, the official podcast of CountryHodgePodge.com. I'm your host, Steve Hodge, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, cousin, and lover, Kevin Hodge.
Oh, hello, everyone.
This week, we are going to be talking about Medicine Stone, because obviously we didn't have anything to do with it last week. And then Kevin, I'm guessing, is going to want to talk about the Sam Morrow concert.
I did go, and I do want.
And then we are going to talk about Dalton Domino and our favorite songs by him so far in his somewhat young career. So first, might as well just hop right into Medicine Stone. We went there a week and a half ago now.
Got it. Kind of even feels like it was even longer ago. My concept of time is broken right now. I don't know what year it is. I don't know what day it is. I don't know anything.
Yeah. So first off, I have to say thank you to the people who allowed us to go backstage, and then, of course, a huge thank you to Jamie Lynn Wilson for sitting down and talking
with
us.
Oh, absolutely.
That was so much fun. The highlight of the weekend.
Highlight of, like, the podcast.
That was our first in-person interview that we've done.
That was so cool. Obviously, we were going to be down there anyway, but that just made it that much better.
Yeah, it was so great. And then, obviously, on top of that, the concerts. We could talk about the artists who we hadn't seen before. So I think definitely the big highlight of the ones we haven't seen before is Co Wetzel.
Yeah.
That was an amazing
show.
Yeah,
so I had not seen, well, neither of us had seen Co, but I had also not seen Wade Bowen. And in those two in a row, that was a hell of a way to kick off the weekend. Yeah. Because
It was great to see Wade Bowen again, because I haven't seen him for, three years or something like that. So, yeah, that was an amazing
Yeah, that was a hell of a day. I really liked Co Wetzel's set. I know that I've heard and seen on Twitter and whatever people talking about how he has, like, really energetic, really well-done live sets. But it was high energy. It was jamming. He's hilarious.
I just loved him poking fun at, like, the artists who would take the time to be like, this song is about this and this. So he's just making shit up. He's like, this one's about the Easter
Bunny.
Yeah,
I wrote this song about the Easter Bunny. And then, this is my preacher's favorite song as he leads into his song about getting arrested.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an awesome show. Then, yeah, Wade Bowen on top of it. Who else hadn't we seen that we were talking about seeing that week? That weekend, I don't remember. But what sucks is that Friday it rained literally from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. the next day.
Oh yeah,
not even stopping raining.
And it was a heavy rain. It wasn't just drizzling. There were it was constant.
Steve got sick because of it.
Yeah, it was just a constant rain, and then at random times it was just like a fucking downpour. And it really kind of made it difficult to, leave the campsite area, which sucked because we missed some people, and then
we missed Charlie Crockett, sucks. But thankfully, like we said, even in the interview last week, we got to at least see him this summer, so it wasn't a huge loss.
Yeah, exactly. One that I'm still going to look forward to the next time I can see him, because he is so good. So, yeah, I'm a little upset.
Which, I still have to look at those tickets for Turnpike if they're still
they're probably dead. Dead.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, so the concerts themselves were great, but yeah, definitely, as it goes with most festivals, it's on top of the music and then obviously the amazing VIP-ness. VIP-ness. other than that, like, obviously the memories of being with friends and stuff is so fun. Like, we got to this year, we were able to find Josh and Cody, yep, and them, and so we were actually able to camp with them this year, unlike last year when we had no service and were unable to find anyone. Thank God for cars having Wi-Fi in them now.
The 3Gs and the Wi-Fis.
I don't care about any of that.
Yeah, but it was, you're absolutely right that the whole experience of being down there is just really fucking cool. And
yeah,
it was great.
And meeting new people on top of that as well. Like the other people who camp with them who I didn't know, obviously, because they're from Colorado and stuff like that. So, what was I going to say? Oh, and I also love the usual festival of, look at that guy who's way too drunk to be standing right now. Let's go talk to him. Like this one guy was telling us, he's just like, he was the only person there who was there to see the toadies.
Oh my God.
that became such a joke for the entire weekend of just like, oh, we're going to go see the toadies. And everyone's like, no.
And then, my favorite was the way that he said it, where he's just like, yeah, I'm a huge Toads fan. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. I'm only here for the toadies. What? You're what?
The words that you just said are not making any sense to me right now.
We're just like, we're going to go see Toadie Canada. And like, just Toadie Keith. Just stupid shit like that. And then we also were talking about how next year we have to make shirts for our campsite that just say, I think it's letting up. Because every single time it would go from a downpour to just a normal rain, someone would go, I think it's letting up. And then it would start pouring again.
And then, of course, it never let up.
Yeah, and then, of course, the other part of the weekend, which was wonderfully memorable, was the first day, me being too hungover to be alive because of how much we drank during the Medicine Stone pregame the night before. So
yeah,
that was
new tradition we've created.
Yeah, well, I may have to do that again next year, but maybe I'll not drink as much. But
yeah,
once that ball gets rolling, it's kind of hard to stop.
Yeah, I also found out that they have a beer down there called Frio, and it is straight up trash.
It was just like, it's like beer 30's ugly cousin.
Oh, God, that was so gross. So apparently it was like, because the Okies are getting 6% beer now, so then they have this beer that's just called Frio 6.0. So it's like, oh, I got all the alcohol. It's got all the alcohol and all of the asshole flavor. It's just fucking terrible.
They were giving to us for free just so we could have the koozies that came with it.
Well, that was the thing that was hilarious, is at one point we were literally just like, can we just have the koozies? And then they're like, yeah.
Yeah, I still think I think I have the koozie in my car still. But
yeah, I think it's somewhere. I don't know.
It hurts, liver just thinking about it. But I won't be drinking for a while, so it's okay. Oh, wait, no, I have a wedding next weekend. I'll be drinking next weekend. Never mind. But, yeah. I don't think we have really much else to add about Madison Stone. It's just an amazing concert. If you get the chance to go, go. It's awesome. I mean, you can hear all about it on our last episode, where we talked to Jamie Lynn Wilson, and we talk all about Madison Stone and how awesome it is and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so we don't really need to go into it too much more. So, Kevin, you saw Hippie Jesus last week, or what, was it last week? Yeah, last week.
Thursday
or something, I think.
Wednesday. Well, I saw Sam Morrow on Wednesday, and then I was at Codfish on Friday, and I saw Nathaniel Rateliff again, because it was GARP.
Oh, I remember that, because you were telling me how, because I was sending you text messages, and it would be like, sent us text message, or not delivered. I'm just like, why? And then you're like, I'm tired of standing at Codfish. I was like, oh, that explains
it. It was, at that point, because I mean, I've talked about on this podcast before how much I love Nathaniel Rateliff and his music.
If you love him so much, why don't you butt fuck him?
I would try, but he has not returned my calls.
How'd you get his
number? My brain is broken right now. That goddamn Cubs game the other night, I have not gotten the sleep back from staying up too late to watch them fucking lose. All right,
why
brain.
Why did you watch that?
I was at a bar, and I wanted to watch it.
You were at a bar, Kevin? I don't
believe
you.
I know. I'm going back to that bar today.
Jesus Christ.
All right, back to What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Samurai, so at that point, yeah, but like Friday night, at that point, I had been standing for a lot of Medicine Stone, and then I was at Sam Morrow standing there, and then I was at Codfish standing, watching more music. I'm like, God damn, I'm just like tired of standing right now. I'm over it. But it was a hell of a show on Friday. He played a lot of songs that you don't really hear him play. But Sam Morrow's set at Raccoon Motel was tremendous. He just kind of has that, like, it's like kind of southern rockin' blues kind of feel to it, and they just absolutely jammed. And I really liked his album Concrete and Mud, and he played almost every song off of that, as well as a few covers. He covered fucking Billy Joe Shaver, Waylon, and Don Williams, so that was pretty cool too. Some shitty dude that sucks, and anyone who has a tattoo of his likeness or symbol should probably just something bad.
Sinbad?
Sinbad, yes, that's something bad. Shit. That's something bad. Bad.
Yeah. But no, that's awesome. Did he play his hippie song?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, so you saw concerts. I don't have another concert until maybe Turnpike. Otherwise, I have none the rest of the year. So
really? Right. My next one is holiday weekend, but Halloween weekend, Tyler Childers in Iowa City.
The weekend before or after Halloween?
The one that's like the 27th or something like that. Yeah, 27th.
So I guess we're not having a Halloween party then.
No, we're not.
All right. Yeah, so that's things, stuff. We haven't done this in a while, so we're bad at this again.
My brain does not work. This might not be news to anyone who's listened to this podcast before, but as I sit in this chair, I'm just like, what do we do?
Yeah.
We say the words, and then we record them?
Yeah, yeah, that's what we do. Anyway, so Dalton Domino is an artist.
he is. He makes music. And yeah. He records it, like we record things.
Yeah, but he does it better. I liked his tweet today that was just like, honestly, if I was getting paid $200,000 to sing about trucks and pop music, I'd probably do it too.
Oh, yeah. I love the honesty there, because it's 100% accurate.
I probably would, maybe. Who knows? But then, of course, like Margot Price tweeted out, like, I would never sell out. She's like, I was offered $250,000 to do a cell phone ad, and I said no, because I have integrity. I'm like, I'm sure you did. We get it. You smoke pot and you vote. Whatever.
My God.
She's just so brave. So stunning and brave. Anyway, so Dalton Domino, he's one that we've been listening to for a few years now, but we don't really, I don't know, he has such a young career that he's not one we talk about too often, because he only has like 6 songs that I listen to very regularly. Regularly.
The funny part of you saying words weird is my internet was taking a dump right there, so it made it really fucked up, and I couldn't tell if you were trying to sound like that, or if my internet was dying.
Probably a little bit of both. I did go full retard.
My internet is all sorts of dead right now. Keep talking.
You got a Capital Brewing shirt on. Nice. Getting some Wisconsin beers. But yeah, so we were debating if we wanted to do an episode on him, because like we did Craig Campbell a while back, who only had 2 albums at the time. So Dalton Domino only has 2 albums. We usually like talking about people we know a lot more about, or at least know more songs by, but we're like, he is really good. And we did see him the one time briefly.
Yep.
And so I was like, fuck it, let's talk about Dalton Domino, because he is really fucking good. So,
well, yeah, that's the thing. He's tremendous, and so even if our discussion about his songs is not that enlightening, at least people will hear his name, and maybe someone who hasn't heard of him before will hear of him and check his stuff out, and he'll gain some fans.
Yeah, so like if this is your first, if this is your first episode and you're only listening for Dalton Domino, awesome, hello. But so I guess briefly we could say, we haven't said in a while, is that we do the podcast because we want to introduce people to music they may not have heard, and if it's a more popular artist, maybe a song by them you haven't heard that actually is a good song. Like, for example, I remember when our page kind of blew up on Instagram, someone commented on the Jason Aldean one, like,
I thought this was a country podcast,
and I was like, listen to the episode and understand why we did an episode on Jason Aldean. You may not like him. I don't like him. I think he's a douche who cheats on wives, but he still has some good music from early in his career.
Yeah, no, he certainly seems like, on top of the fact that he has really shitty music nowadays, he also does seem like kind of a shitty person. So I don't blame anyone who's just like, why would you talk about him? But like, we're not saying that. We're saying, hey, there's these other songs that we really like.
Yeah, because down the road, we will probably do a Luke Bryan episode, and that is going to be very divisive for people, because there are some people who think he used to be good, and then there's some people who say, no, he sounds like Kermit the Frog, why the fuck are we, why is he a person?
Yo, speaking of Kermit the Frog, have you heard what Patrick Mahomes' voice sounds like?
No, I haven't. I saw your tweet.
Kermit the Frog.
And Patrick Mahomes, and I throw touchdowns. Ah!
It's like kind of like that, but also like with a bit of like the Fat Albert. Hey, hey, hey! Like a little, it's like it's really fucking weird.
And I throw the touchdowns. Ah!
Oh my god, it's fucking weird. I was watching because what they played on Monday, I think. Yeah, and they just like they had an interview with him, and I was just sitting on my couch watching. And I'm just like, wait a second. This cannot be real.
Fucking Mahomie. Speaking of football, before we get back into Dalton Domino, Doug messaged me saying he bought me and Chris Bears jerseys because he's tired of me wearing my Olin Cruz jersey from like 2004. I was like, hey, that's a great fucking jersey. Olin Cruz is the man.
But yeah.
He goes, I got Chris a Kiss and Titties jersey. I was like, awesome, awesome. And he goes, I got you Roquan Smith. I'm like, Kevin's going to be jealous.
You motherfucker!
He's like, I was going to get Mac, but that's a little too hipster. I'm like, eh, whatever. Fair enough. He's like, and plus he'll probably leave after 2 years. I'm like, well, they signed him to a 6 year, so probably not. But
yeah, I think he's going to be on the team for a while.
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if it was until he retired or until he wants more money as he's on his way out and they just dump him, because that dude has already earned his money by being the best player in the NFL right now.
Oh, the dude is insane. Yeah.
Or the best defensive player.
He's unbelievable. I still can't really, like, believe that he's on our team.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, so if you go back like 4 or 5 weeks into this podcast, we'll be talking about, like, oh, the Bears suck. They're going to be the worst. And now we're just like, obviously we're a little biased,
they're great. Fans,
but they are one of the best teams in the NFL right now, and you can't deny that. But anyway, Dalton Domino's a thing, Kevin.
Dalton Domino is a thing.
He's a person, man.
And honestly, he's one of those two where, like you said, it's the same with me, where there's like a handful of songs that I listen to a lot by him, and then the rest, I don't keep them as regular, so I don't totally know all of the lyrics and, you know, the themes and whatnot. But I do know that I have listened through, and I mean, I listened back through them again today. I have listened to both albums in their entirety, and I don't really dislike anything. Like, there's some songs that I don't, you know, won't repeat as much, but it's chock full of great music.
There's a song that's not on our top. We're doing a top six this week because he does have less music, but there's a song on, I believe it's on Corners, his second album, which it's called July, and it's like an alternative rock song. It's really good, but it's like,
oh yeah, he's got some, and then like even on our list there'll be discussion of it, but like he's got a couple that are, you know, he's got a lot of horns incorporated in certain songs throughout his albums. He's got some, it's just kind of all over the place, which is really nice, cuz it's, you know, he's showing that he has interests in a variety of different areas, and I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really good, and you can tell by the way I'm trying to think of the words, like how he shows himself, how he portrays himself on social media, that he's just kind of a guy who does this for fun, and he doesn't really give a shit what people think about him.
Oh, yeah, and I think it's really cool on his, like, on his hand, one of his hands, he's got tattooed, if they don't clap, you still bow, and I think that's pretty cool.
I didn't know that. That's pretty sweet. Yeah, so Dalton Domino, he's just really awesome, and He's not our best friend. Jamie Lynn Wilson is.
Exactly.
But anyway, so let's just hop into the top six. Number six, Kevin, is William's song. When it all feels lost and broken, and you find yourself alone, just know that fear is life's only way to see how much weight you can hold. This song is about a man named William. Number
who
five.
Writes no. songs.
I just really love this. Like we said, he has like some like rock sounding songs, and then he has ones like this where it's like a really calm country song, and he has like such difference between his sound, and
yeah,
it's really cool.
Absolutely. And this one, the lines that get me the most that I'm just like, oh shit, yeah, this is a great song, is where he says, when it all feels lost and broken and you find yourself alone, just know that fear is life's only way to see how much weight you can hold. And I think it's like a really deep thought for a young dude making a country record. And I just think it's really awesome.
Yeah, this one lyrically and just, yeah, it's just a really fantastic song. And it's from his first album, and so you should listen to it. It's good. Anything else on that one?
I like it.
Shut the fuck up. Number five. More Than You. I'll be your idle hand if you be my sin. I'll be the flame that draws you in. Just call me pain. I'll call me grace. Just be my moan when I call my faith. It ain't love, but God, it feels good. This one's about being more than you, Kevin.
More than me?
More than Jews?
How dare you?
I'm just kidding. Don't get us suspended from the internet.
Oh, Lord.
Please. Please don't. We're cool. We're cool kids. We're the coolest of the kids. This is one of those that's like super rocky, like.
Yeah. So this one, I really like. Yeah. So it's kind of alternative. This one is what I was referring to before, where it's got like some horns in it and some shit going on. Pretty sure, unless my brain's really broken, which it could be. But it's just kind of like a jam, and I don't actually know what it's about, but it's a jam.
Yeah, it's. He definitely does have the songs that are, like I said, July, and I think his song, is it Monster, off of his last album, too? It's also, those are just, like, really not country, but really good songs, and I appreciate the variety, even though, obviously, that's always hypocritical of us when we're like, fuck this person for not making country music, but fuck this guy for, or this guy's awesome for not making country, but... He also can show that he does make good country, because the ones that are definitely farther down on the list that we're going to get to are super country songs and super well-written and just great songs. But, yeah, songs like this are just kind of good jam songs, especially someone like you who likes fucking Nate Rate and jam bands like that.
And people who jam.
Fucking Dave Matthews Band, you fucking hippie.
Yeah, no, I understand that one. The hate for Dave is real.
His voice, it's just the worst.
Oh, no, I have said on multiple occasions, worst thing about the Dave Matthews Band is Dave Matthews.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking Dave Matthews, piece of shit. But yeah, just songs like this are fantastic. And it's one of those of just kind of the... It's kind of a cliche country theme of the you're the good, I'm the bad, we kind of work that way. And it's just like, I'm the bad guy, and you're a good person who brings me down to earth. And, I mean, though it is a cliche theme, it is a theme that people can recognize and, like, agree with, because there are people like that where it's just like, I used to be a wild and crazy person until you, kind of thing. And
yeah.
It is, yeah, that kind of thing. Number four is Killin' Flow. This one, you have to talk about this one.
Is another one where it's just a fucking jam, and I really love it because of that. I don't totally know what the hell he's talking about. There's a lot of, like, kind of biblical-sounding things. Like,
he's talking about Muck Duck.
It seems to me like he's talking about, I'm going to fucking die from something, but something's going on, and I'm going to hell and some shit's going on. I don't know, but it's a fucking jam, and I love the Dobro riff, so I listen to it a lot because it's just a fucking jam.
Yeah, it is a hard rock song. It's just this wasn't even on when you texted me like, should we do a top 5 or a top 10 or whatever. I was just like, well, I have 14 songs to choose from. This wasn't one of the 14. This is just one I listen to very little by him. I think it's good. He doesn't have a bad song, but this is not one I listen to at all really by him. But
it's okay to be wrong.
Number three.
Well said.
Yes, exactly. So the top three, these are ones that I fucking love and do listen to very regularly. So number three is All That Matters. Blinders and roses and I know we talked about this on, I want to say it was the Love Song episode, which is one of our most listened to episodes, and you should go listen to it if you haven't. I'm pretty sure it was on that episode. Otherwise, it was on another episode, because I have talked about this one where it's a song about how your past doesn't really define you, and it's just like, all that matters is that we're together now, and what happened in our individual past doesn't matter because we're together now, and so the past doesn't really matter anymore. And if we're together, and the past doesn't matter because we're together, and the past doesn't matter. And because we're
does together. The past matter?
No, because we're together, Kevin.
It doesn't add up in my head.
Yeah. So I just really love it. It's just a really good love song, and I've been in love with this one since his first album came out. I think this is the first one I had saved by him and have been listening to it since I started listening to him. So I enjoy it goodly.
My stance is that love is dead.
Kevin, you've never thought that before. What's changed? Number two, Rain.
Before Amarillo, before the winds came, before I talked you into taking my last name. Now we're standing on the wreckage that we once called a home, asking if the pieces that once made us up are really gone. There might be miles in between them, might not ever fit the same, but if this storm brings it to me,
this is the sequel to The House Fire by Turnpike Troubadours. No, but I do love this one where it's just kind of like a Because isn't the lyric like, we're standing on the wreckage that we once called a home? And it's pretty much like it's a very just destroyed
He uses the imagery. Yeah, the imagery to describe the broken relationship, and then uses like storms and things. But then he says, but if the storm brings you to me, oh, then bring the rain. So it's, I think it's really, really well written. He uses a lot of...
Well, just you know. I just looked up the lyrics. I love just the very first line from the song where it says, in this picture, we were strangers just like we are now.
Oh, yeah.
And that is such a fucking amazing lyric.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wish I could write songs half that fucking good. But, yeah, just looking through the song, it's just one of those really slow country ballads, and it just comes together perfectly. And I guess it's not my favorite. Well, actually, I think I ranked this one higher than you did.
I think mine was 3 on mine. So
yeah, probably. this was number 1 on my list. Yeah, this is my favorite song from this album. Even though what is number 1 on our list, which also from this album, is also a fantastic fucking song.
Yeah,
this one gives me like chills when I listen to it. It's so good, and it has like that ambiance of the rain playing in like the actual background of the song and everything. And yeah, it's so fucking good. And it's funny because Dalton is kind of one of those like type party types, like Co Wetzel, where on his social media he's always like, you know, being rough and rowdy kind of thing. So hearing a song like this, just like when we saw Co and he did Tell It All Town, that song is just like this dude who shotguns Keystone Light with people on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, he's fucking up here singing this emotional breakup song.
Yeah, and that's what I love about like a lot of people in the
artists like this who can do that.
Exactly. That get you a guy who can do both.
Yeah, like me and Kevin.
Nope. I cannot write music. Physically incapable of doing it.
It's not a thing we do. But yeah, so this is a fantastic fucking song. What else is a fantastic fucking song? It's our number 1 choice of the Dalton Domino songs you should be listening to is Corners. People like me have to live in hell to see if heaven's worth. Take the worst of unanswered questions and try to find a purpose. I'm not praying for acceptance, but if forgiveness never comes, I'll understand. If I die, I'm gonna die knowing that who I was ain't who I am.
Yeah, I absolutely love this song. Like, you know, like I said, there's a bunch of songs that he has that I like a lot, but this one was one of them where, like, the first time I heard it, I, like, got stopped in my tracks at the words of the chorus.
The very first line of the chorus is fucking
amazing. Yeah, it's because people like me have to live in hell to see if heaven is worth it. I'm like, wait, what? Like, I wasn't even prepared to hear that line, and it's unbelievable. I think this song is so well written, especially for a young guy. It just blows my mind.
Yeah, and even just the end of the chorus is, if I die, I'm going to die knowing that I ain't who I was. Like,
yeah, who I was ain't who I am. Yeah, it's just an unbelievable bit of songwriting. I cannot really comprehend how you can create this.
Yeah, so I'm definitely looking forward to... I mean, even if he does kind of pull... Because his first album was very country heavy. It was the dobro, it was the horns, it was the just very instrument, like acoustic instruments, whereas his second album, that's the one that had More Than You and July and Monster, which were more rock. So even if he does kind of do that Kit Moore kind of thing of get that fan base and then go to the music you want to do rather than what you're being told to do, I'll be fine with it, because even if he's not a country artist anymore, Dalton Domino is a fucking great artist.
That's the thing. He's one of those guys that, you know, without trying to sound like I'm too far up my own ass when I say this, but he's one of those people where, like, the term artist actually actually means artist, not just you happen to be called an artist because you make noise and that noise gets recorded and people listen to it. Like, because you call an artist like a fucking like EDM DJ, like, oh, he's an artist. Like, okay, but no. Dalton Domino.
Because he played that remix version of a Lady Gaga.
Yeah, exactly. Dalton Domino is a fucking artist. And there's a lot of, I mean, and I don't mean to say that he's so much more artist-y, autistic, than other artists that we listen to. But he's another one of those people that the way that his songwriting is like, yeah, no, this dude's a straight-up artist, and his craft shows it.
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely looking forward to more of Dalton Domino. I don't know if he's recording anything or not, because this album came out last year, I think?
Yes, correct, last year.
Yeah, so he probably doesn't have anything until next year, but... Yeah,
also, full disclosure to you, sir, I may or may not be spiking the fuck out of my microphone, because it is a new microphone, and I don't know if my levels are normal. I just noticed it earlier, and so... everyone's ears.
I usually have to adjust the volumes on our mics, because they're usually not the same, so... There was one week I forgot to do it, and it went in, and you were talking loud, and I was pretty quiet, and I was just like, fuck!
Hello!
Shit out.
Hey, yeah. Steve!
Yeah, I was like, ah, fuck it. Hey, I'm not a professional audio engineer, so leave me alone! Even though I actually was looking at classes at Wobonzi, they have audio engineering, and I was just like, that would actually be kind of cool to do.
Technical institution?
Looking at... Like, just even recording our podcast and editing it, it's a pain in the ass to have to do, because mostly it's because I do it Thursday night when I'm trying to go to sleep, so it just keeps me up. But
who sleeps?
I fucking love editing shit. Like, when I did the previously on fucking ones for the saddest episodes, right?
Dude,
all
those
the
were fucking
stuff,
hilarious.
Like, I find that so much fun. Like, even when I, back in middle school, I'd make little cartoons and I'd edit the music into it and everything. Like, it's so much fun. I would love to do that, but I don't want to have to spend money to go back to school for it. Which sucks, because I would love to do this shit, but... Anyway.
Yes, shit.
Okay, so there were... So, last week, I forgot to talk about... didn't forget, because I didn't want to come back from the interview, being like, so, that was a great interview, now here's some other shit. So, I just ended it after the interview, so we have 2 weeks of music to talk about, of albums that came out. Not to White Knight, because I know we've complained about Saving Country Music doing this, how every time there's a female artist, he has to go, so they say there's no female country artist. But it's also kind of fitting, because we did talk about it with Jamie Lynn Wilson, where we're talking about how songs are written by women, but they don't get, like, shown.
Oh, exactly. Like, they want to hear what women have to say, but they don't want to hear the women say it.
Yeah. So of the 10 albums, I believe, and also the Pistol Annie songs, 8 of them were females. So it's like, people saying there's no female country artists, you're fucking stupid. So
the jury's out, we are sexists, but just always the other way.
I'm not sexist, I'm racist. God, there's a difference. I'm not racist, people. I swear.
Anyway, I was the one who clips these sound bites, because then I would just start clipping out things like, I'm racist. Just sprinkle it in all over the place.
That's what we should do, just get like video ads for the podcast going and just have it just be out of context clips that just make us sound terrible. Some behind the scenes shit, we were talking about maybe putting up ads for the podcast of just being the cold opens, because they're kind of stupid and funny, and well, we think they are, but
I was gonna say, I have no idea if anyone else thinks they're hilarious, but I think they're hilarious.
We had one girl comment on the mushrooms one, which was, I thought that was one of my favorites that we've done so far. Just editing, it's like, no. Yeah, that was fun. Anyway, so Bree Bagwell had In My Defense come out. She's a fantastic fucking artist. I only had a few songs say by her before this album, but I listened to this whole one, and yeah, she's super underrated, super attractive. Not that that matters, but very attractive.
just side note.
Just a heads up. Next is Christina Murray's Southern Ambrosia. This one was fucking amazing. Just straight old school country, and she's also very attractive. next is John Howie Jr.'s Not Tonight. Very traditional dude. Very attractive. then Maggie,
see, it's not
Rose,
sexist as long as you say it to everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Maggie Rose's Changed the Whole Thing. I was actually worried about this one because she had a couple like 2-song EPs come out that were kind of
EDM-ish. I was gonna say, why do I feel like she released something I really did not like?
She probably did. She released a couple 2-song EPs recently that just weren't that great. But this is a pretty good song or album. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I just listened to a couple songs. So who knows? There might be a couple sprinkled in there that I'm not a fan of. But the majority of this album was really good. So I would check that out. She's very attractive. Next is Amy Helm, This Too Shall Light. Awesome, traditional, very attractive.
We should just start doing that at the end of every single one we do for the rest of the existence of the podcast. Just probably. This thing, very attractive.
Next is Mandy Barnett, Strange Conversation. Great album, very attractive. After that is Anna Voss, The California Kid. I listened to a couple of her songs. She just released a music video for her song Day Job. She's super awesome, old school country, very attractive. Frank Foster, Till I'm Gone. He's a kind of a honky tonk, Aaron Watson ish kind of sounding guy.
Nice,
really good, very attractive. Loretta Lynn, Wouldn't It Be Great? This album, as everyone might know, got delayed because I think she had a stroke.
She had some sort of health issue earlier this year.
Some health issues that prevented it from coming out, but it finally got released. You know, very old school, traditional Loretta Lynn. She's very attractive.
Mm-hmm. True story.
Then finally there's two more. The Black Lilies, Stranger to Me. They're kind of a rockish band, little Whiskey Myers sounding.
I have something going on. I don't know what I have saved by them, but I know that I have something.
They're really good, really attractive.
All of them.
Then finally is for albums. There's Tim Williams, Magnolia City. He's just a really good traditional sounding guy, very attractive. And then finally, there are 3 songs released from their upcoming album. The Pistol Annies are back. Awesome. Yeah. All 3 of them, very attractive. So check those out.
The beautiful people are out making music.
The playlist is Friday's New Music. We tweet it out every Friday. You can check all the best album releases of each Friday. Listen to them. They're great. So other than that, Kevin, let me pull back up my notes. What else you been listening to? What have you been doing? What you been looking at?
Well, I actually was listening to a lot of early 2000s hard rock and metal that I used to listen to.
Early 2000s porn.
Yeah, just recorded porn noises. You know, you just keep it on a loop.
Ooh, where's this going? Anyway. So yeah, 2000s rock.
I was just feeling it. I started listening to Audioslave and I'm like, you know what? We're going down this rabbit hole. Yes, we are.
I threw on my Heartbreak playlist today, and Mike Ryan came on, so I went on a Mike Ryan, little mini Mike Ryan binge because...
Very nice.
Fucking fantastic. Back and listen to the Mike Ryan episode. He's awesome. You can find us at CountryHodgePodge.com, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, CountryHodgePodge. On Spotify, you can find the HodgePodcast Picks, where every week we upload the music we talk about on that episode, so you can listen to them all. It's like at 1,000 songs already, or something crazy like that. Like, there's been a lot of fucking music uploaded that shit, but they're all good songs, so listen to it. Also, on a link through the website, or we tweet it out every Monday, is Kevin's Picks of the Week, where he just puts 10 different songs on there.
Of early 2000s sex noises.
Exactly. It's weird. Or you can also find him. It's on Spotify, so you can find him if you search the username, one word, Donkey Factory.
Because
Kevin used to work at a factory that made donkeys. It's weird.
We created the donkeys of the world. You're welcome.
Yeah, he's an ass man. And then, as we said, Friday's New Music. Every Friday we tweet out the best new albums that released that week, and they will never have Kane Brown on it. So check that shit out. You can find a link through the site, or if you go to TeePublic, search Country Hodgepodge. You can find our awesome shirts on TeePublic. We sold a whole bunch of the fucking fuck Nashville. We'll start our own goddamn club, Cody Jinx quote, shirts.
Yeah.
So thank you to everyone who's bought one of those. We saw our buddy Aaron bought the God Bless American Aquarium shirt.
Fuck yeah.
That is one of my favorite designs I've done. I was very proud of that one. So check that one out. We got the new Highwayman. We got Sam Hunt Sucks, Walker A. Blows. I just sold the Americana Powerhouse shirt, which says Stapleton, Simpson, Isbell, Moreland, some of the best names in country, Americana, you know, that whole shtick. So, yeah, buy the shirts. You can also get them on, like, fucking stickers or laptop cases or blankets or whatever the fuck.
Coffee mugs.
Coffee mugs. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you need to get one of those, Kevin, a coffee mug that has that shit on it.
I really do. You
get
do.
The Sam Hunt Sucks one on a mug. That'd be sweet.
never forget.
Get the Leftist Tears Hot or Cold Tumblr that Ben Shapiro sells. You can find me on Instagram at CHP_Clifftron. It's my nickname from college. I don't know why. Someone called me that once, and I just stuck with it.
Because you're big and red.
I mean, Clifftron, though. Clifford, I know.
Because you like 80s games.
I like Jeff Bridges and giant red dogs.
who doesn't?
You can find Kevin on Twitter and Instagram at CHP_Trarch because his name is Trarch. Please rate and review the podcast. Kevin's a nickname.
the last name, too. I'm legally named just Trarch.
I was watching Deadpool 2 with my dad the other day because he hadn't seen it, and there's the scene where it's like, what about Crystal with a K? Nah, too strippery. What about Kevin with a K? Nah, also too strippery. anyway, yeah, please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. It is also on SoundCloud. You can check us out there if obviously you're probably listening to it, or now on YouTube. I've been slowly uploading old episodes and the new ones up to that, so you can check that shit out. Try it out.
Try it out.
But yeah, so that's it for this week. Next week we're gonna be talking about Sam Hunt. So so until next week, I'm Steve Hodge. As always, joined by Kevin Hodge, saying goodbye, good night, and good Charlotte.
I love you all.